Okay, so we're in the middle of Borer, and we're up to the heterim of Borer. And so far we've gone to we've gone through what counts as a taroves, what makes Borer aser, and now we're really going to start shifting into when can you do Borer? When is it going to be mutter? Okay, so really just in the aser department, we saw there are two main key issues. One, the definition, obviously, of borer, what makes something into borer. But before we can even get to the question of what is borer, there first needs to be a taroves. And we saw those could potentially... There are two separate issues with that, right? There's a question of borer, the question of the taroves, and those are not necessarily going to be defined the same way. So like, let's say, the Chum Sadeshen, who said, even if you could define something as a taroves, there wouldn't necessarily be borer. Right, just because you're doing the action of borer doesn't necessarily mean that you have a taroves, which is what we saw in the Yam Shel Shlomo. Right, so those are two separate issues. You have to have a taroves, b in action of borer, and within borer, right? We said, okay, well, what makes something borer? Is it about the taking out of the psoles? Is it about the isolation of the different elements?
What's this?
Another one of our Abba's tummy.
What is it?
Okay. No, gosh, can you be quiet? Okay. Finally, right, the option of it's about improving the food. So the Gemara, and then wants to know, how can you do borer on Shabbos? Obviously, in general, we don't do malachos on Shabbos. So the Gemara, 1 second, you click the right button, but at the wrong time. So 1 second, actually. And we will do that.
What is this?
Oh, the beginning. There we go. Okay. Now let's share. So, Gemara on Shabbos Tafayin Dalet basically gives a case. There's a lefanav of mine ochlin borer ba ochla borer miniach v'yivar ben biar chayav chatas. And so Gemara basically says that there's like a brisa. That that food in front of you, so you can be borer and ochel, you can be borer and miniach, but if you're a borer, then you're going to be chayav achatas. So it's very, very, very opaque. So it's very not.
Where's my
dad? Okay. It's going.
Sorry.
Now I'm going to send you off. Mm-hmm. Sorry, we're going to do an executive decision.
What?
And then I can do it. Okay. Okay, if you want, you can sit next to me, but no more hitting buttons.
Okay.
Okay, here, you're going to sit over here. No more hitting buttons. Okay? So the Gemara says that, Bor v'ochla libo bayom. So the Gemara, all the Amoraim really want to come up with a different way of explaining why is it the Gemara, that this Brisa is saying you could do Bor and you can't do Bor. So the first answer is Amar Ula, Bor v'ochla libo bayom. Okay, so it's about, are you both separating for the purposes of today's usage or tomorrow's usage? I don't get it, right? We don't have like a rule by Bishol that, if you're cooking, but you're going to eat the food on Shabbos, then suddenly the malach is okay. If you're going to do, you can do Havara, but you're, let's say, going to, use the light or the fire on Shabbos, then it's mutter. If it's bonet, but you're going to use the building on Shabbos, then it's suddenly mutter. Like, what's that even mean? Elam Rav Chizda, bor v'ochel pachos mikashir, bor v'maniach pachos mikashir. So then the Maskel Ariel say, chi mutter lafos pachos mikashir, what? When you can just cook pachos mikashir? Echad yishir might not be aser, might be not mechayiv chatas, but of course it's aser. Elam Rav Yosef, bor v'ochel, bor v'maniach, biyad. V'knonu b'tamchoi lo yivror v'imbir patar avalasar v'naf of kivra yol yivror v'imbir chayiv chatas. So Rav Yosef says the answer is it's a question of what you're using to do borer. If you use your hand, so then there's no borer doraisa, right? We see this in a lot of different malachos where if you don't use a kli, if you don't use like the precise implement that's miyuchad for that purpose, so it's not like a malachas machsheves. Right, so sort of being done in a much more haphazard manner or in less precise manner because using your hands, you're not using a specialized tool. And therefore, by borer, if you use your hands but you don't use a specialized tool, So then you're going to be Pater. So Rav Hununa says that makes sense, right? Logically, that's a good argument. But the Braisa doesn't seem to imply anything about what kli you're using. The Braisa said, how you lefan of mine ochlin bor v'ochler bor miniach v'lo yevor v'im b'er chayv chatas. It doesn't say anything about what you're using. It sounds like something more, you know, about what you're using it for. Elor Rav Hununa, bor v'ochel ochel mitoch psoles. If you take the, right, the order, it's the sort of, the direction which you're going. If you take out the ochel from the psoles, that's going to be okay, right? But if you bor miniach ochel mitoch psoles mitoch ochel lo yivor. But if you take the psoles out of the ochel, you take the part that you don't want out of the rest. That's where it's going to be mechayev chatas. Right? Abaye says midi ochel mitoch psoles. Right? But the Braisa doesn't say that. So he says bor v'ochel la'alter bor miniach la'alter uvo bayom lo yivor v'envir nasik bor la'otzer mechayev chatas. Okay, so Bai says what really matters is the timing. Right? It's a little bit similar to Ula all the way at the beginning, except Ula made it about today versus tomorrow. Bai says it's about, are you using it right away or not? And if you're not using it right away, it's as if you're putting it in your storehouse. Now the emphasis, by the way, on the storehouse is distinct, right? Because in general, what do we think? Right? In a lot of these issues, we've seen how the agricultural component can be really critical. Right, the idea that borer lo otzar is the ikar of meleches borer, right, really dovetails nicely with that. If you're putting in a silo at the end, if you're putting in a storehouse, right, so then it's like you know, it's about the production of food, right? The mass, you know, it's part of the agricultural process, it's part of the manufacturing process. Well, if you're going to use it right away, so then we can say that it's not part of some agricultural process. It's really something more more localized. That doesn't fall under Melechus Machshavas. Okay, so basically what's very fascinating, you just have all these different options, all these different suggestions in the Moraim about what can take you out of being Borei. Okay, what do we think L'maskana? So Rabbi Chananel, and this seems to be the main position of the Rishonim, there's very fascinating discussions about can you get away with, you know, let's say more limited number of these components. Rabbi Chananel thinks that you need all three, okay? You need to do all three of them together. You need to do ochel mitoch psoles. You need to be taking out the food, not the refuse. You need to take out the food biyad, and it needs to be out there for immediate use, okay? Right, the question is, right, why? If I were to focus in on any one of them, so I'd be more able to say, oh, this one is key because, right? The fact that you need all three of them together kind of puts us a little bit at a disadvantage. So why is it? Why does it help? Right? So Rashi says, the heter is ochel mitoch psoles is lav derech brerei ubor miniach la'alter lo'ochel la'alter she'in zederech borer. So he says, on both of them, the fact that you're using it immediately and you're taking the food out is not derech brera. You're not basically doing the actions of borer or the normal actions of borer. So since you're not following the normal process of borer, so it's as if, right, you're getting that same result, perhaps, but you're not doing it, the maisa borer at the end of the day. Okay? Now, we'll try to sharpen that definition a little bit. But essentially, if we can say that you're getting the result without doing the normal action, so then, right, you didn't do the action of borer. You got the end result of borer. That's great. You know, you got what you wanted. But if you didn't do it by doing the formal action, so perhaps that helps you. Okay. On Shabbos, by the way, that's why it's always a little bit of a difficult definition because let's say by ksiva, we say that chaktoch is where you don't actually write the words. You carve out around the words so that the word sort of exists by itself. Is considered ksiva for Shabbos because at the end of the day, right, you've created meaningful text. So is that, does that show maybe that sometimes getting the end result really is going to be mechayev independent of the action? But it seems at least here that Rashi's arguing, since you're not doing the actual maisa malacha, so you're not doing the derech breira, so you're right, you get the result, but you're not doing the action. So Tosus points out that ochel mitoch psoles is not derech breira, but if ipsoles meruba alocha, let's say you have a lot of psoles. Let's say you have a tremendous amount of shell and, I don't know, bran and all sorts of other things mixed in there. And you have a few peanuts. So it would be very inefficient to take out all of the shells and then leave behind the peanuts. Right? Normally what happens, you have grain. The grain has rocks in it. So what you do is you pick out the rocks and you're left with the grain. Right? So there are a few rocks. You have lots of kernels of grain and you only picked out the psoas. Let's say, right, you had the opposite situation, right, where you only have a little bit of food and a lot of psoas. What would you do? So the obvious answer, right? If you're going, let's say you only want the blue M&Ms, so you'd pick out the blue M&Ms, right? You would be, so what happens, says Tosos, then the normal way of doing Borer there, Ipsolas Meruba Lochel, Hevi Ochel Mitoch Psolas Derech Breira. Right? Because what is Borer? It's about, right, efficiently isolating what you want. So if you have, the majority is going to be the Psolas. So the method of Borer would now be the opposite. Okay? That's Tosos's point, which makes a lot of sense, right? That'd be Derech Breira, because right, it's the way, it's the efficient way to isolate what you want. Okay. So the first option is that it's a question of Derech Borer. Right? The Sefer HaMachria, which is Tosos read, he says something slightly, I think, relatively different. We can argue exactly about how sharply to define it. But he says that if you do biyad, mutter shu shinui gamur. He introduces this concept, which we've seen like once before, the concept of shinui gamur, that says, if you were to change something so much, right, so radically different from what you normally do, then it's not going to be asur d'rabbanan, it's just going to be mutter. There are some malachos where even if you're doing it bishinui, right, which normally would be asur midrabanan, right? Regular malachas chayiv, if you do a pishinui, it's only asur midrabanan. He says there's this concept of a shinui gamur where the shinui is so significant that it's just going to be mutter. The rabbanan goes there even, right? And if you do it biyad, miyad, ochem mitoch psoles, so that's just a radical shinui that it's not even asur. To biyad hevi shinui gamur, mutter lechatchila, hanimili livor vilechel. That's only if you're going to eat right away. Why? He says, because livra lehaniach la out there, letzorach osa suda, avalim daito lehaniach lo afilu lebo bayom, nase kabur la otzer, shagam biyad derecha ulam hu livra lehaniach la otzer, shkin adam sheish lo davar muad bar biyad o yad, hilga chayv chatas, lehutar biyad elo tzorach sudaso. So then he kind of throws in at the end that if you were storing it for a long term, that would, since there are certain cases where you would actually use your hand to do borer, so that would like make it into normal borer again, and you'd be chayiv, right? So it's a little bit funny that you can get so quickly from shinui gamur to chayiv, but he also says that if, let's say, you only need to do one of these shinuyim, you'd be pater. Right? So why do you need all of these shinuyim, according to the Tosfos read? Yeah, Ari?
To get to the shinui gamur part.
Exactly, right? And like, why? Let's say you only had, let's say, one of them.
Then maybe it would be like patur va'asur. It would be like a sort of still doing borer, but like not the normal way.
Exactly, right? You know, let's say you do one shinui, so that's like a regular shinui, so that's asur. You do two shinuis, you do, three shinuis, at some point, it just becomes a shinui gamur, which comes so far removed that it's not asur. That's the argument of the Tosfos Rit. So for the Tosfos Rit, it actually makes a lot of sense why we have all these different requirements, right? It has to be ochel mitoch toles, biyad, miyad, and all of those together is going to create a heter of borer, right? Just of shinui gamur. So according to Rashi and Tosfos, where it's nilav derech borer, right? It becomes a little bit more difficult. It's not as obvious why you need all of them. What could you say? I think it also makes, once you think it, kind of makes sense also.
I would say that I think Tosfos is like, at the end, his addition of, if it's a lot of solace, then it depends on the derech brira. would make sense, because if it's all about the, it's all about how you actually do Brira. If we're going with Tosfos, basically, then I see it. And
like what? Like it's got
give me a why?
Try like
because it's all about defining what is separating.
Okay,
so they, like, he has his definition.
But I mean, basically, according to Tosfos, if the whole idea is that there's some sort of positive definition of what the normal way of doing Borer is, there's a process of Borer, almost like there's a rule book, you know, of like the farmer's guide to separating, right? So basically, in order to avoid doing Derech Brera, I guess Tosfos thinks you need to avoid every part of Derech Brera, right? You have to take the book and literally make sure not to follow anything it says, right? So if there's Derech Brera, so you have to make sure that you're over here and literally, you know, you say, oh, the Brera book says do this, I'm going to do the opposite. Brera book says this, I'm going to do the opposite, right? It says take your sifter, so no sifter, right? It says, oh, okay, and then, you know, use it to isolate the psoas. Okay, I'm going to go isolate the ochel. Okay, you know, then put it in your storehouse. Okay, now I'm going to go eat it right away, right? Basically, for Tosfos and for Rashi, the reason why you need all three actually then I think makes a lot of sense. It's not simply that you're not following exactly Derech Borer, right? It's that you're avoiding Derech Brera entirely. So whatever the Brera rule book says, you have to do the exact opposite to avoid having done anything that's Derech Brera, right? And then, you know, if you do some of them, maybe it's a Shinui, so you're not going to be Chayiv, or maybe not. Maybe we'll say, yeah, that will knock you already straight into Derech Borer land. Okay. Right, so far we have Shinui Gamor, Tosfos Red. Fundamentally, right, there's Borer, and we're sort of still in that same world. We're not trying to deny that Borer is happening, but what we're saying is that it's happening with such radical Shinuyim that at some point there's this category of Shinui, and then there's Shinui Gamor, which is even a Matir, Lechatchi. Okay, Rashi Tosfos say that you're avoiding doing the actions of Borer. Rabbeinu Hananel and the Ran and the Rajba and sort of Chachmei Sfarad take a different approach. Instead of saying that you're avoiding doing the Isser, they sort of say, oh, you're right, maybe you're doing Borer, but you're not doing Borer because you're doing something called eating. So it's very Gishmak. Instead of saying, oh, we're doing it with so many Shinuyim, or we're avoiding doing the Maisa Borer or the Derech Brera, we're just doing Achila. Right? There's some sort of positive definition that allows us to override or to ignore, overcome the fact that we're doing what ostensibly is Borer, and instead calling it eating. Right? It says, Rabbeinu Hananel, my time of the Melechas Machshavas Asra Torah, v'hai lav Melechas Machshavasi. Why is it not Melechas Machshavas? Delo kamechavin b'melacha ela la'achila bilvat. He says, basically, right, the Torah says you can't do Melechas Machshavas. And this just isn't Melechas Machshavas because he's not mechavin to do a melacha, but to eat. Now, that's like a little bit unclear in that, like, what? Right? Like, when did we ever have this idea? On the other hand, it sort of like resonates very deeply because, of course, you can eat. Right? The Torah is oser melacha. Now, obviously, we all agree that if you do melacha, even if you do it and it's like biktana, right? Even if it's not so significant, you flick a light switch and that lights a fire. So, you didn't do like lots of work, right? But creating fire is something creative. It's constructive, right? Eating is sort of just something that we're like, oh, that can't be melachas machshavas, right? You're eating. We're not going to say that chewing on food is tochin, right? I'm not going to say that like chewing on food is like dash. You know, you take a grape and you're eating it. So mash, you're squeezing out the juices. Right? Isn't that dash, right? So of course it's not. But why not, right? Adrab, right? Your whole, your body is this tremendous, entity that it processes everything. It breaks everything down. You know, it's amazing what happens to the food when it gets dried. Inu chalik melechas machshavas gadol mizir. Right? Or you can say there's no malacha greater than zu. And the answer is that it's the machsheves part which is lacking. Right? Malachas machsheves, Asar Torah says, it's not just about the fact that it is malacha and that it's somehow constructive, but it's that it's a creative, something, a creative process. And when you're eating, deloka mechavin b'malacha ela lachila bavad, it's not that you're creating, let's say, a product, you're eating, right? The Ran has like a different formulation that sounds a little bit even more in this direction. Kivan she'ino ela lefisha, ino ela kimis asik ba'achila. Says, because it's not meant for sort of long-term storage, you're just going to eat it once you finish separating it. So it's as if you're like busy eating. So for again, it's the fact that you're osek in achila sort of just gives it a whole different definition. It takes it out of the world of melachas machsheves and moves it into this definition of achila. So it's not that you're not doing borer. You are doing borer essentially, but nonetheless, it's okay because you're not doing melachas machsheves borer, you're doing eating borer. Okay? Nafkamina. Let's say you have solas maruba. The Ramban says, because the whole point is derech achila, of course you always have to be doing ochel mitoch psoles, because if you're eating, you take the food and you put it in your mouth, right? You don't take the psoles and put it in your mouth if there's lots of psoles, right? So travaihu derech borer ninhu, right? Ochel mitoch psoles and psoles mitoch ochel are both derech borer. That's not the reason. Of course you're doing borer. You're just doing borer ba'achila instead of borer as a melachas machsheves. So it's not that we're trying to avoid doing borer by doing a shinoi, by doing lav derech borer. You're doing borer. Travaihu derech borer, says Ramban. But the point is that since you're taking the food and you're eating it, that's like sort of either a higher level definition or it's like a, you know, it sort of undermines the possibility of considering a melachas machsheves. Okay? The Rajba takes this idea and he applies it also to tochein. He says, there's this idea, right? When you cut vegetables really small, that might be a problem of tochein. Hopefully we'll get to it. Hariza told us tochein. So he says, yeah, that's true. But lechol miyad is going to be mutter. Shlo asura la adam lechol ma'achalo chatichos gudolos uktanos, right? We never said you're not allowed to eat big slices or little slices of cucumber. Eating cucumbers is fine. And it doesn't really matter how big the pieces are. Kenyan sha'amru, linyan borer, kol sha'ocha la'alter, kederach sha'darka shal b'nei adam le'achol, afo pi shi'ish ba'osu tzad ba'at mochiv chatas, even though you're doing the malacha, v'sheminiach la'achar zman, if you were to leave it for later, afilu l'bo b'yom, ha'chanai mikavase, right? Since you're eating it, it's mutter. So derech achila, says the Rashi, was not only a din in borer, right? It's a matir, it's a broader matir. Okay? So basically we have now three approaches. One says it's not borer because you're doing it with a shinoi gamor. So you're doing borer, but in such a strange way that it's just mutter. Rashi and Tosafot says you're following the guidebook of borer and doing the opposite. So you're doing like the parallel opposite to borer. It gets the same result, but you're avoiding doing any of the derech borer things. Okay? And then you have to be very careful to follow the borer guidebook just lahaches, and the Rabbi Hanan, the Ramban, the Rajba all say, no, it's not that you're not doing borer. You are doing borer. But since you're doing it, derech achila, it's not melachas machsheves. Okay? And the nafkamina is according to, let's say, the Rid, it's a question of how many shinuyim you're doing, or how extreme the shinuyim are. According to Rashi and Tosfos, it's very much about paralleling the borer guidebook. According to Rabbi Hanan, the Ramban, and Rajba, it's always about focusing on the food. It's always about your pursuit of achila, and therefore you can never ever do psolas mitoch ochem. Right? The whole point is to get at the food. And maybe it'll apply even to other malachos. Maybe there's a matir of derech achila. And maybe also, right, we'll say, what's the most defining feature? Maybe the fact that it's close to the eating is the most important process, right? According to Rashi and Tosfos, the fact that you're doing ochel mitoch psolas, that you're doing it opposite, is might be the most important. According to the Rid, the most important might be the fact that you're doing it biyad and not bikli, right? According to Rabbeinu Hanan and the Ramban and the Rashba, probably the most important thing is that you're going to eat it in a second. Okay? Now, this is just a picture of an otter. A, because otters are really cute. But in this case, it's because otters use tools to open up clams and eat them, right? To extract the food inside, right? And how is he doing it? He takes the rock, He smashes one open. It's really cute. If you want, you can go onto the link to YouTube and like watch him do it. And then he, after he smashes it open with the rock, and then he eats it right away, right? So if an otter does that, then it's, you know, it's basically, it's not maleches machsheves. I don't think we'll say that the otter is doing a maleches machsheves when he's eating, right? There's something about the fact that if the otters do it, you know, it's like the Geico commercial. It's so easy a caveman could do it. If it's so, you know, so much a part of achila that an otter does it, then maybe that's just not maleches machsheves. You're not, let's say, showing your dominance over the world. You're not doing something constructive and creative that that shows man's ability to, you know, take over his environment and shape it the way he wants, right? That's if you do it laotzer. That's if you, you know, are storing for the future. But if you're just eating, right, even if you maybe even use a kli, right, if you're really directly eating it right away, then the fact that an otter does it is a matir, right? It's not a particularly human activity to do borer, right, when you're about to eat. Okay. Right, so basically our argument of, you know, it's so easy an otter can do it, or right, and that's just like a matir that says, oh, just, you know, even if you're doing the maisa malacha and the entirely doing it as a malacha, then it just natural eating isn't considered constructive labor. Or we can argue, and this is a little bit different, the fact that you're doing it for eating might undermine our definition of borer. Because borer might by definition have to be something which is part of the production of food. And if you're eating it right away, then maybe there's no definition of having created a product or transformed the product. Okay? It never, just basically never exists as a finished product if it doesn't go to the otzar. It never goes to a storehouse. So then the ikar there, it's not so much that there's like, oh, it's not malacha, it's malacha, but it's not machsheves because an otter can do it. But because it's, even though it's malacha, it's not malacha at all because the malacha is defined by its productive manufacturing status. Okay? Now the emphasis on that is what we saw in Rashi and in the Gemara and Abaya, that it's the fact that it's being holech laotzar that really defines it. Okay, now here's the nafkamina between these two. If you think it's about, it's so easy an otter can do it, then you might really need to do it right before you eat it. Right? You might need to like mamish break it open and put it, you know, pick it out and put it in your mouth. Or, right, let's say we'll have to like limit the time frame, right, to make it much, much closer to the fact that you're eating it. If it's about not being laotzar, it's not about production, but it's about eating, then we can argue that the time frame of miyad is much bigger. Right? It could be any time before the suda, any time you're putting it on the table ready for food, or you will be putting it on the table soon. Right? Any time where it's clear that it's not going laotzar, and that it's not part of the production process, but about the consumption process, then it's not going to be boring. Okay? And that's exactly what we're going to look at next, right? What is the shear of miyad? Okay, so Rabbi Hananel says that ha'ochel mitoch psoles the shari hainu livor velecha o livor laniach kedei le'ochlo le'alter al hashulchan kemoshe pirashnu about lahaniach shelo le'alter lo, right? And what's the shear mashem misav al hashulchan but also suda bova? Okay, basically it has to be like he's sitting at the table and he's, even if he's separating, he has to like do it at the table already while he's sitting down to eat. Okay? The Beis Yosef brings that shita, and then he brings Rabbi Yerucham, who says, V'nirli, the hachikamar, she'imu borer achar se'uda, kol she'borer letzorach suda acheres ba'oso yom ba'atzmo, hevi la'alter. He says, according to Rabbi Yerucham, the shir isn't that you're sitting at the table, but it's that whatever you're doing borer is for the upcoming meal, even if that meal is in several hours. Okay. Now, obviously, Rabbi Hananel is focusing on the fact that you're doing it as you eat. Rabbi Yerucham, at least according to the Beis Yosef, is trying to say that it's clearly not for the otzar. You're not storing it for anything, right? Because it's getting eaten at the next meal. Even if that meal's in a few hours, there's no storage. You're not putting it in your silo. You're not putting it in your warehouse, right? It's mi'u'ad for the neck, for the upcoming meal. Right? Ve'im kishahu betuch su'uda borer, ino yachol liver elo letzarach osasuda. If you're in the middle of a meal, it has to be for the current meal. Right? Ve'chinim borer kodem su'uda tzarach lechlam betuch ha'suda harishona. And if it's before a meal, it has to be for the upcoming meal. The time frame can be very big. It could be, right? You can be doing it in the morning for the meal that's going to be, you know, let's say right after you have breakfast, and then you're going to have suda shlishi, as you know, suda shnia, and then you're going to suda shli, like, you know, at 6 o'clock. According to Rabbeinu Yerucham, even though, right, there's, let's say, 8 hours in the middle, that's totally fine because it's for the upcoming meal. Okay, so clearly the idea is the fact that it's clearly not laotzar, it's the fact that it's for eating, right, and for eating soon, as opposed to the fact that you're in the process of eating. For Rabbeinu Hananel, it's about the fact that you're actually eating it right now, right? Which I think is, you know, it's so easy an adar can do it. It's not meleches machshavas. It might be meleches. It is meleches, but it's not meleches machshavas because an adar does it too. Okay, according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, it's the fact that it's not meleches machshavas she'asra Torah of borer, because borer is about producing food which you're storing. Right, and just getting the food so you can eat it at the upcoming meal, even if that meal's in several hours, is not bored. And then the Mordechai says, "Davka lahatchil v'lechol achar b'rasol shari, avalechol achar shah nasa kabar lootzar." That's like the Mordechai is sort of like an in between shita. You don't have to be at the table, but you have to be doing it, you know, like in very close proximity. And you have to do it and then start the meal. So if there's like an hour gap in between, then that's not okay. So it has to be done during the preparations for the meal. Just sort of like an in-between sheet. It's hard to know whether, you know, which way to put in. I was note towards saying the din of maybe it's like the Tosos Rid, that it's like about, you know, the Shinui Gamur, and therefore the fact that it's Nika, that it's for the Suda, is part of the Shinui. So if you hold that it's about derech achila, so it has to be while you're eating. If it's about eno laotzar, so that's Rabbeinu Yerucham. And that also could be, right, works very nicely with Rashi and Tosfos, so it's not derech borer, it's not about the production process. And the Mordechai, I think, could be like Tosfos Reh, that dafka, it needs to be nikar, that you're doing it, letzarech the suda, and that's part of the shinui, and therefore it's about the hekerut, and therefore as long as there's very, very close proximity, it doesn't actually be during the achila process itself. That's my intuition. Okay, now what I'd like to do, first of all, is there other questions? Okay, so I would like to do is to finish Borer now with my most favorite of the part of the sugya, which is the question of making coffee, drip coffee, or filter. What it's called? I realize it drip filter. There's a different term for it when it's in a machine that does it, and when you pour over drip. There you go. Drip filter is when the machine does it. Pour over is when you do it yourself. Can you make pour over coffee on Shabbos? Okay, this is like the most important question in all of Hilchos Shabbos. It's really, really, really the one that I kind of care about most. So we're going to go into that very quickly, and then we'll also get into Tochein. Okay, so let's share. Says the Mishnah in Shabbos, Perk Chaf, Mishnah Bet. Okay. Nosan mayim agabe hashmarim, bishvil sheyitzolu, v'misananes ayayin besudrin v'kvifa mitzvahs, v'nosan beitzah v'misananes v'chardol, v'chula. Okay, so the Mishnah says two things. The first is that you can take water, and let's say you have a filter, okay? In that filter are already crushed grapes. You're allowed to pour water on those grapes so as to get the wine flavor out of them. And then the water and the wine flavor, right, end up on the bottom, let's say in the cup underneath. And that's fine. And you can do that on Shabbos, okay? And it says you could also filter wine on Shabbos. Okay, and the Gemara is going to explain what that is. I don't think we're going to get into that. Al regel achas. The case there is basically it's already drinkable now, and you're simply sort of like, you know, getting out like a few little pieces that most people aren't so makbid on, and therefore it's already drinkable now, And while your filtering isn't making it into food, because it's already food, it's already edible, it's already fine, it makes it a little bit better. Okay? So first of all, that's very geschmack, because it's right, it's a great nafkamina of what we discussed a few shiurim ago, that in order for it to be borer, A, you might need a taroves, right? You might need to somehow define it as there being a mixture here. And if, let's say, the wine is already drinkable, it's already fine, then maybe there's no taroves. Or, right, if you're not improving the food, if there's no transformation, if you haven't, right, done something to make it from not food into food, or for something that's, you know, has psolas in it, and now you've gotten rid of the psolas, we don't have to consider it to be psolas, then there's no din of borer, even though you're taking things that you don't want out of this water, right? That's the cool thing about the second half of the Mishnah. But the first half of the Mishnah says you can just pour water, right? Or in our case, you could pour hot water, assuming it's from like a klei shlishi, so you avoid bishul, onto your coffee grinds so that you can get coffee, right, flavored water on the bottom. Right, Rashi knows in Mayim b'Shabbes agabishmarim hanesunim b'mishameres mibaod yom kidei sheyitzolu sheyitzulu maza. Right, so Rashi says, right, you're taking water, you're pouring it on top of the shmarim, or let's say the grinds, and that's fine. Right, here's hot water, and your grinds. Right? This is a kli shlishi, just so you, doesn't look like it, but it really is. And down here you get coffee. Okay, now why should this be mutter? Why isn't that borer? Ari.
Well, if you're saying that the heter is for derech achila, then this is like pretty much the most derech achila you can get in terms of like, because you have to drink it immediately, basically. I mean, I guess you don't have to.
But. Yeah, but you don't necessarily have to. I'm not buying that. I don't think that's dafka derech achila. You have water and grinds. The grinds are totally inedible. The filter filters out the grinds. Why isn't that borer? Rachel.
Well, in light of what we saw about the shmarim, you're not. It's not about the filtering. It's about getting the taste of the coffee in the end. So if it's okay to not filter, but allow water to go through shmarim to get the taste, then it's the same action. You're not really, okay. It's not like you're
good. You're right. That's almost exactly true. But like, why, what about that? You're sort of touching on the right idea. You're pointing that direction back. Well, I'm like,
right.
What definition, like, how do you describe it? Cause on the one hand, right here, you have these coffee grinds. And I could say two problems. One is that now you have water and coffee grinds, right? And the filter is catching the grinds so that only the liquid goes through, right? If I were to take, for example, if I were to take coffee grinds and water, mix them together, and then pour them into a filter, that would be vade bibor, right? Everyone agrees. I take a cup full.
Wait, if you did what?
I took hot water and coffee grinds. I mix them together in a cup, and then I pour that whole mixture into a filter. That would be borer, choladeus, right? Because I have a taroves, and I'm pouring it through a filter to get rid of the grinds, which is the psoles. That's borer. Why is this not borer? That's number one. Number two is, shouldn't the fact that I'm extracting the flavor from the shmarim or from the grinds, right? Before the flavor and the grinds were mixed together, and now I'm getting out the flavor and leaving behind the grinds. You're right that it's mutter. It's a Mishnah, right? You know? Just full disclosure, I do this every Shabbos. Almost every Shabbos. In the winter, sometimes I make, in the summer, I sometimes make, I make cold brew. So it's like, you know, cold because it's really hot sometimes. But in theory, I do this every Shabbos. So it's really mutter. Why? And it's a Mishnah. It says it's mutter. It just doesn't make so much sense. Right, so Rachel's pointed out that because you're adding in the flavor, put that in like more formal terms.
You're flavoring water. I'm saying it's the same thing, just saying it backwards.
What are you saying? You're adding what?
You're flavoring the water.
Exactly. How do you just give that like a term? In order to do borer, you have to be separating a taroves, right? Mm-hmm. Flavoring the water is not separating a taroves. It is
adding flavor.
Right, you're adding. You're making a taroves, right? Borer is subtraction, and this is addition. If you take like a zoomed out view of everything, you have clear water, right? No taroves there. You're putting the clear water into a black box, right? And it comes out with flavor in it, which means you start off with water, and now you have water plus. So you've actually created a taroves. You haven't split a taroves, right? So the overall process is one where you're adding, you're not subtracting. You're creating a taroves, you're not removing a taroves, right? That's part one. Number two, okay, but what about the fact that in, right, once it's in there, right, there's a mixture. So two things. One, how can you approach that, right? So maybe we can ignore that, right? Maybe we could just say, yeah, but I'm not getting involved in the filter. I'm pouring water on it. That's what I'm doing. Is that an act of borer? No, because my action is an action of addition, not of subtraction, right? That's number one, okay? Number two, okay, what about the fact that you're taking out the coffee flavor from the coffee beans? Are the coffee beans and the coffee flavor a taroves? They're taking out the coffee flavor from the coffee bean? No, right, they're menachad. It's not a taroves. Maybe if you want, you can start talking about dash. But there's no taroves there, right? So just like a look at the, from a farshim, the Mishnah Brura says, Hatam she'im b'nesin asmayim mishem borer, shahamayim shu nosim tzlulim heim. The water itself is crystal clear. Ve'in b'davar she'tzarech livor mehem. The maisa of borer is taking a taroves, right, and separating something out of it. You're not separating anything out of the water, which you're putting in the filter, right? You're adding it in. So mutalitim b'shabes mayim agabeshmar. Fine, that's so far so good. The rest is about like Turkish coffee. Okay, so Mishnah Brura simply says, look, if you the action of borer is to put the liquid of taroves into the strainer, and here you're not putting anything in the strainer that needs to be separated, right? The water is clear; it comes out with flavor on the other side, right? But that's addition, not subtraction. Okay, the Mincha Shlomo of Shlomo Zalman Orbach actually he is bothered by the fact that but once you put in the water, isn't borer happening? So if you remember, we mentioned this this tshuva before when we were talking about grama. So he says, Nire, kivan debahi shaita ino adam osa shum maisa ve'ino gorim shum malacha zulas hamshachas ha'avoda lo ichbas lainu klal b'mashe gorim lahaktim acher kachas ha'afalas ha'minoa acher sheishvos. If you were to open a fridge, you let in cold air, and that's going to cause it to have to turn on, hot air, and that's going to cause the engine to turn on more later, because that's fine. Why? Because if the engine is going right now, right, and the fact is you're going to cause something to happen on another cycle, since right now the circumstances are not present that could be considered a malacha, it just doesn't count as a malacha. It's not an issue. Okay? And how does he prove that? So he says the first case is, in general, we never say that, you can't put something in a plata if it's already cooked because of the chashash that it'll get so cooked that it'll, let's say, turn into steam, and then it'll start like roasting, and we hold a yesh tzliyah achar bishul. And then he says, also, our Mishnah, mishamer shenasim bashmarim, right? Mutalitim le'mayim kidei sheyasru tzlulim, right? He said, tzarchin tuva, kivan shashmarim mitchilim tekef lazov, v'amesanen lama ino chashev k'mesanen mamash biyadayim, kosu melacha daraisa biyadayim, zayim Mishnah Brura, who says, afu bisha amayim is'ar v'maydei shmarim, wait a second, there's a problem. Because you're right, when you put the water in, there's no borer. But once the water's in, there's a taroves of the water and the grinds, right? It says, anu omrim, shuv, lo ichbas lanu, b'ma shenifsalin acher kach mishtia, The chozron mistananim says, look, when I did my action, was there a possibility of borer? No. The circumstances of borer didn't exist when I did my action. So even if later on the circumstances of malacha come into existence, since my action was done in a world where the circumstances of malacha didn't exist yet, that type of grama is totally mutter. So the Mincha Shlomo says there actually is some sort of borer going on, right? Ayde grama. But grama like this, where the circumstances of the malacha didn't even exist yet, is totally mutter. Okay? And that's like one of his big shitas about grama, that if the circumstances for the malacha don't exist, it doesn't matter that it's going to come around, right? And here too, when you pour it in the water, there's no tarobas. So your action was done before the tarobas existed. The fact that your action will then cause the existence of a tarobas, and then that tarobas will self-borer, is fine, because that's such a detached grama that it's mutter l'chatchila. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Mincha Shlomo are really saying different things, right? The Rosh Shlomo Zalman is saying there's borer, but it's al yidei a type of grama that's mutter, because when your action wasn't an action of grama. I think the Mishnah Berurah is arguing that there was never any borer going on, right? Now here's something that I think is gishmak, right? The Mishnah Berurah, I think, is saying the maisa borer never happened because you never you never interacted with a tarobas. That's number one. I think, right? And the Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, oh, but there's still a tarobas that's getting separated. I think the Mishnah Berurah would say, no borer, nope, there's no borer there because it happened by itself, right? So there wasn't actually a maisa on malacha of borer happening, even memela, because nobody actually separated them. I think, and this is very key, this ledati is something very is very key. If I put something in a if I put this water with the grinds in a filter, and the filter already has right it's open, and there's a hole on the bottom where the coffee comes back out. Are these things really a taroves even now when they're mixed together? Why? Remember what we said according to the Tzitz Eliezer about the silverware? Right? A taroves, which is meant to, or the borer, which is meant to return to a taroves, is never borer. Right? I want to say the opposite also. If you have a taroves that is, you know, that is unstable, that cannot sustain itself, then it was never mu'rav in the first place. Right? The coffee and I have water, I have the grinds. When the coffee and the grinds are mixed together, there's never a moment when they're a stable taroves, right? Because they instantly start separating again. Right? The water is always at a point where it's going to separate from the coffee grinds because it's already in the started filtering with the second you put in water. So what happens is that you never actually have a taroves because the two are never actually mixed together and become one unit because they're already self-separating. Right? So a self-destructing taroves might just not be a taroves at all. And I think that's really undermine the Shlomo Zalman Orbach's grama argument. It doesn't undermine his general argument. He has other proofs for it. But I just don't think that it's really applicable. And I think maybe even the Mishnah Berurah is saying that. Because at the end of the day... What?
What about the tea bag? Would you say that's a self-destructive taroves or...
I don't necessarily think so. Because the tea bag, right, it can... What's inside of the bag, right, is potentially really mixed together, but you're right, it could be. You could argue that, right? Because since I have the tea bag and it's already separated, I'm going to put it in, but the tea is never truly mixed in because it's always been isolated in the tea bag. So even though water can come in and out, but I've never really, you know, been mevater, I've never really conceded the tea leaves to the rest of the liquid. The problem is that inside the tea bag, you can argue that it is a stable taroves. So that's why I'm not so sure about that. But here, right, it's already instantly separating itself. So there's never a point where the two are actually combined, right? they're commingling, but there's never actually a taroves or a true mixture between them because they're always already in that process of separating. So that's my, so there's basically three separate explanations for why it's mutter, what's going on in the Mishnah. Either that the ma'isa that you're doing is with the clear water and you're doing addition, not subtraction, so there's no ma'isa borer. Rishon Zalman Orbach thinks, yeah, but even if there's no ma'isa borer, maybe there's still borer because of right what ends up happening. And he says, okay, fine, that's just like, you know, that's grama when their circumstances didn't exist yet. And the final shita, I think, is my shita, or my argument, which I think is really based on the Mishnah Berurah, and I think it's, you know, just kind of clear in all the, in the Gemara, is that at the end of the day, if you have a self-destructing taroves, so it's never really a taroves in the first place, right? Because the whole point is that we need to have these two things. They're mixed together. They are stuck together. And you are, right, they created some sort of joint unit which you now need to separate and transform back into different elements, right? But the identity of the water is never subsumed with the grind because it's always already in the process of being filtered back out. Okay. Yisrael Koach.